You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, the pop culture and the research so you do not have to. I am Joel.
I am Jackson.
And Joel Dusha is away with COVID.
Yeah, he's a sick boy. He got the allergy, so he couldn't be here today. So sad. Oh, well, who cares?
So instead, we're doing a question and answer episode.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So I guess, hey, boys, or in this case, hey, Jackson.
Yeah.
What do you think some of our listeners are going to ask us?
I don't know. What would our listeners ask us? What's wrong with you, maybe?
Guys, do you know what joy is
anymore? Yeah, yeah. If you've enjoyed a movie in your goddamn life, maybe people will want to know.
Maybe.
Yes.
Well, thankfully, we actually don't have to speculate.
Okay.
On the wonderful, or middling, up to you,
yeah.
Sans Pants Plus Discord.
Okay.
We've canvassed for some questions.
People have asked us questions in the Dear Baseless Boys channel.
Damn right. A new channel made just for this very occasion.
Exactly. That's pretty special. Let's go through them.
Yeah.
It's good, you know, we used to have an inbox once a year. We'd say, hey, send the messages in, and then
We forgot we had that. Then we forgot that password.
It's gone now.
What was it again?
Who knows?
It was like this, and there were so many S's in it.
Oh, yeah. It was too many S's to give somebody.
So, no thank you. We've got a new email address, one where my laptop has saved the password.
We're not going to get stuck out of this one.
So I believe that is, yes, bsboyspod@gmail.com.
bsboyspod@gmail.com. So if you want to send us a freaking email, send us a freaking email.
Yeah.
But till then, we're going to jump on the Discord.
Yes. So, Captain Co, they are asking, if you had to do a clip show filled with fake clips from your life/career, which fake clips would make the cut? First off, what? Secondly, me wrestling an alligator.
I think the problem with this question is that everything would make the... There wouldn't be anything left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
Because none of it's real.
So, like,
it doesn't matter. It's insane to be like, I will imagine a fake, thing that happened in my life, and then I will be like, it's not good enough for the final cut. Hmm. Captain Co, the question doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Try again.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah.
So Hazard Sparks, they're asking, what were your thoughts on Alien Romulus and The Crow, if you've seen either of those? I have not.
I haven't. I want to see Alien Romulus, but a thing happened with Alien Romulus where I've seen too much people talking about it, and I know it's coloring my opinion of it, which is very annoying. And I recently watched Alien 3, and I was like, this is awesome. This is like one of the best movies, maybe not the best movies I've ever seen.
But Alien
I was like,
3.
I loved it. I loved it so much. I was like, one, I think it's awesome to do Aliens, which is like this... Kind of like, it's still an alien movie, so it's still like messed up or whatever, but it is like victorious, hoorah, like step away from him, you bitch, or whatever. Like, it's got a very uplifting ending, and then Alien 3, which is like, hey, motherfucker, fuck you. And I love that about it. And then the whole movie is like this melodramatic, haunted gothic castle movie. Anyway, I really liked it.
Okay, well, that's good.
I
do wonder what... Watching it now as like an adult as opposed to what I was like maybe a teen or whatever, with that knowledge that, is it Fincher?
Yeah.
He was like, he wanted just nothing about
it. Yep.
Just didn't want to do it. She was like, I want my name taken off.
Absolutely.
Hated every moment of this.
He still hates it. Yeah, yeah.
To kind of like, and also the whole like, don't worry, next alien though,
we're going to Earth.
And then everyone was like, by that we mean a wood planet run by, and by that we mean a prison
full of pedophiles.
Yeah.
Is that what you want for your alien blockbuster franchise?
Yeah. And don't worry, here's not a dog alien. Initially it was like some sort
yak
of
yak or something.
Horse alien, maybe. And they're like, dog
alien.
And I'm like, what if we got a dog in an alien suit?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, it looks way too silly. Never mind.
Okay.
I think as well, something that made me enjoy it so much is because, especially, on this frickin' show, we talk so much about, like, you watch a sequel to a movie that's just kind of like, either does the movie, the first movie again, mm-hmm. or it's like really like precious about its main characters and stuff. Yeah. And really, it's like trying to make you, the audience, like bringing Iron Man, bringing Robert Downey Jr. back for Doctor Doom, where it's like, it's your freaking guy.
You know your guy. Well, you love your guy.
Your guy's back. Don't
your
worry.
Guy, he's right there.
The characters you love, you get to see again. And Alien 3 is like, the characters you love from the first movie, hey, they're dead.
They're so dead. We killed the kid.
Yeah,
it's
Newt.
So
Newt is getting an autopsy at the beginning of this movie. And anyway, I kind of respect the hell out of it. And I really liked it. But what it means is that I think Alien Romulus, which I've heard is a bit paint by numbers, it's a bit Rogue One, I've heard people say.
Yeah, I've also heard that they're sort of comparing it to the Wolverine Deadpool sort of cameo fuckfest or like reference fuckfest.
Yeah, and that, that's
putting me off.
That puts me off just even based on how much I loved Alien 3 for doing like the exact opposite. Yeah. So I'm like, I think if I hadn't watched Alien 3, I would maybe be more excited. And The Crow I know nothing of, but I've heard that the new movie is atrocious, and that's exciting.
A big fan of the original comic, and like it's a really interesting, like, I don't know if not much about the story, but like James O'Barr, he's the author and illustrator of that. And he wrote it from a place of grief and despair and anger, and because his wife and kid got killed in a hit and run.
Oh damn!
And it's just it was him dealing.
Yeah.
And it was all about like I want revenge on the people that did this. And so he wrote this, The Crow, the original graphic novel. And
it's really
really good read. Like, I highly recommend it. It's a really good read. It's just this beautiful, poetic. It's just really. I don't want to say nice because it's not. It comes from like
probably
such,
be pretty horrible.
Such like anger and hatred and all this kind of stuff. And so that went out in the world, and I guess processing all that, and then they made the Crow with Brandon Lee. Then Brandon Lee got shot with the like there's a mishap with the prop gun, and so
that is
he ended up dying, and like the author, he was just like, I hate that I wrote this book.
Oh, damn.
This book has like it came from a place of grief and sadness, and now it is causing more grief and sadness. It sucks. And then they've never made a decent Crow movie after that. So I think there's one with like Edward Furlong as the Crow.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe one with Kirsten Stewart as a Lady the Crow.
Whoa, that's cool.
And I don't think any of them were good.
Yeah, and hey, by all accounts, this one's like 13% on Rotten Tomatoes or even less.
Yeah, so I haven't heard anything about it, and I just don't know if it, again, good luck making a Crow film that's good, I guess, because there's so much that it goes into of, like, the aesthetic, it's a revenge film, it's a revenge story that you don't really see much these days.
Or if you do, it's like a kind of like a John Wick or like Bob Odenkirk's.
No,
is that a revenge movie? No, I've actually not seen that movie.
It's a cool action film.
Hell yeah!
But this is more of a like, a supernatural revenge.
Wanting
to get back at the people that did you wrong.
No, I broke Batman.
Oh no, not Batman. he'll be fine.
He can still fight crime like this.
Does that mean because we've got we're playing with some toys,
bro? Give me Aquaman's legs.
You can take Aquaman's legs. Give me Batman's legs.
You gotta be watching this on YouTube, guys, so you can see us this week.
We ruined
some
DC.
I don't think it's going to work. Aquaman's leg hole is too small for Batman.
Batman is also a bit too small, but I think we did a pretty decent job.
I can't get them together. Here we go. AD Venture asks, are there any episodes you want to do a do-over on?
Well, baseless speculation, no. Everyone was pretty much perfect and good, and I stand by everything we've ever said. Unless we were very wrong, then no.
Yeah. Every time we've messed up a speculation, I want a do-over to get it right. Yeah. No, I think, so baseless speculation came out of Plumbing the Death Star, which you should, if you're listening to this and you're not listening to Plumbing the Death Star, what the hell is wrong with you? Where we used to do episodes that were, what do we think will happen and what did we think of, which were basically based reactions and baseless speculations. And a lot of those movies that we've done episodes on, that we did episodes on, are now like touchstone movies that we refer back to heaps on this show. And I'd kind of be interested in going back and watching those movies and doing like a baseless speculation on them, sort of. Like going back and doing like, Age of Ultron or The Last Jedi or like Jurassic World or something.
Oh, like less of a baseless speculation, more of a baseless reaction.
Yeah, base reaction, I suppose. Yeah, well, you're not speculating. You know what happened.
We know. You've seen them now. Yeah.
But just to see if my opinions changed and like, because like we were watching those movies back in like freaking 2017, 2018. So like now with the amount of movies I've watched, would I go back and like love, I don't know.
Yeah, would I love Rogue One?
Yeah.
So I do remember.
I think I liked Rogue One. And I wonder if I'd go back, would I hate it? You know?
Yeah. And I, again, because how much has changed and you're kind of getting the first thing and like we were watching it and it was like always like a midnight screen.
Yeah.
Oh, killed me. And you know, there's that kind of thing where, you know, you don't want to rock too many boats.
Yeah, yeah.
And like initially, like, especially back then when it was all fresh and new. And you know, no one's already, bro, you don't want to say anything. And like, you know, we got a few times people being like, how did they not like this or whatever?
Yeah.
And like, and so I know for a few things, my opinion was very, I don't know.
You weren't given 100% of what, how you genuinely
like
felt?
Yeah, like I was like, I'll temper myself somewhat.
Yeah.
Because I know that if I give my
real opinion, people will get mad.
Either people are going to get mad, it's like, or it's 3 a.m. right now and I'm too tired to make an argument or string something together. So I'm just going to be like, yeah, whatever, it was fine,
true.
3 out of 5.
Most of those episodes were recorded sleepy style.
Yeah.
We were doing it sleepy mode.
Yeah. Like, so, I think Rogue One is one that I'm like, I probably was maybe too kind to.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think I was that positive for.
Yeah, I don't remember you liking it.
But I'm like, that's one of my most, like, driving back from the cinema is like a very, like, it's burnt into my brain.
Yeah.
Of like, that moment of, what the fuck am I doing? That was terrible.
That's so funny.
And I hated that. And now I got to have, like, a level of energy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To do a sort of a performative, like, oh, we saw this.
Hey, guess what happened,
guess what,
baby?
This, hey, this is But yeah, driving back and being like, I fucking hated that. That sucked.
Yeah.
And like, that sucked because it was like, I was expecting something completely different, I guess, as well.
I don't really remember what I liked about it, but I do remember liking Rogue One.
Mm.
But yeah, well, and also because we recorded them all sleepy style, so you're right. You couldn't be kind of bothered giving your opinion.
Yeah.
But in a way, also, I do miss the midnight screenings because I miss when going to the movies felt like a big event.
Yeah.
Which I don't really think it does anymore for us. But it did back then. Going to see The Force Awakens was crazy. That felt, I was like, we're doing something.
Like,
then you go see, like, when we go see The Mandalorian and Grogu or whatever, that will not feel like anything.
Because I forget what it was, but I wasn't there because I think I was not in the state.
Yeah.
But it was you and JD and maybe Adam
going
to see one of the Star Wars.
Yeah.
And, like, Steel Saunders.
Yeah, like it was like a midnight. We went and saw it, and then we did like a reaction live in front of a big crowd.
Yeah.
And then we possibly even then went and recorded an episode. Like, it was a huge deal.
Mm.
I know. It's crazy to think about how much like event cinema it used to feel like.
And how it's changed.
Yeah. But yeah, so I guess I would like to kind of go back and do some base reactions to some of those older movies to be like, do I still feel the same now that I've watched so much? Slop is something
those movies that we either liked back then was like no, the slop was there,
we hadn't acclimatized or whatever. Or would I go back and be like, whoa, freaking Thor 2 is actually awesome because it's not like all the modern movies that I don't know. I think that'd be interesting to do. On that note, kind of, that's a dangerous thing to say. That can end an episode sometime. Flynn 867322 says, are there any Marvel projects you're genuinely looking forward to, or does it all just go downhill from here?
Question. It's a good question. I don't actually know. Part, like, being a long-term X-Men fan or X-Men fan, there is that too.
Oh, yeah. So you think if they were like, there's a new movie coming out 2026 or 2025 and it's like X-Men, like if they were like X-Men, you know, tender beginnings or something, which
it's like so much. It's like, I don't want to say the word looking forward to because I don't know if I am.
Yeah.
And that's a weird thing is like, is it just, have I changed? Am I in a different place in my life? Am I like, you know, I'm closer to 40 than I am, you know, 20. So it's like, all right, do I care enough about these things before? Plus, like, I'm already coming off a Like a really, you know, invigorating run of X-Men where it was like really exciting and new things was happening, and then that was cut short and then made awful again.
And now
I'm trying to think, like, of all the comics that I've read in my life, are there more good ones than bad ones?
That's a dangerous question to ask.
It's always like, well, you're like, you know, maybe assessing a toxic relationship.
You're like, am I happier or sadder when I'm with this person? Yeah.
By and large, are the times that you've spent with this person or these characters or this story or whatever, are you more happy than you are sad? Or are you more happy than you are disappointed?
Yeah.
Are you more happy? And I don't know. I always expect more. But then on the flip side, like X-Men 97 or whatever was really good.
Yeah, true.
But then on the other flip side, the person that was like the creator of that or one of the show, apparently a big piece of shit. So I don't know. It's just one of those things. Is that what happens with like X-Men, that you have to have a level of being an awful
piece
human
of shit
being
to make
good heart? Yeah, like, Christ, like, I got it all at this point.
I think for me, I'm never looking forward to any of them, really. But sometimes I'm like, that could be good. That's probably the closest you get for me right now. Like Vision Quest, I don't know if that's what it's still called, but Vision Quest, they're like, James Spader is back as Ultron, and I'm like,
that could be good.
Could be good. It's funny to see the like Ultron revisionism that's happening, where people were like, bro, Marvel's only good character, only good villain, where like, at the time, that was not the opinion that people had, but whatever.
Talk about going back to be like, oh yeah, because that movie, I left being like, that kind of sucked.
Yeah, me too. I think I remember my specific evaluation at the time, it's crazy I remember this, was that a good movie or was it just a bunch of stuff happening?
It was a good trailer, you know?
Yeah, you're like, but anyway, so that could be good. What else? There was something else that's been announced recently that I was like, maybe.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, Fantastic Four could be good. Like, everything has the potential to be entertaining.
Yeah.
And like, I gotta watch some of them anyway, so like, I might as well sort of look forward to them. I think there's a possibility of like Marvel turning it around. That's always got to exist. Yeah. So in a way, I don't know if it's all downhill from here. And even if it is all downhill, it'll be downhill till it hits a point and stops. then they'll be making other movies or whatever. So
yeah, I'm always very wary. And like, again, it's that kind of weird thing where, you know, it's you saw this when people were talking about, you know, recasting of Kang and being like, oh, they got to do in universe, you got to think about she's gonna take the reins.
Yeah,
you got to explain why it's this, and you're like, do you?
Do you need to? Can we just move on? Yeah,
can we just fucking move? There is like so much stuff in comics where we just move on.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Who cares about like, you know, if it's canon or not?
I guess it's just continuity, makes sense. Just move on. Really, just trying to recapture the high of Avengers. Really,
yeah,
that's kind of what it feels like the MCU has been doing for just years.
Yeah. And because I don't know, it just feels to me that they just should have just, you did Endgame. Well done.
Yeah.
The next thing, hey, let's not set up the multiverse. Let's not set up anything. Just get the creators who know these characters, the actors who know these characters, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what story do you want to tell? It doesn't need to be connected to the rest of like our forward planning. It just needs to be, this is a victory lap. We did incredible.
We did
something that no other franchise has done before. People didn't think we could pull it off, and we did it. And that's no small feat. So well done.
Yeah.
Let's take the victory lap. Let's go, hey, I don't know, Edgar Wright, did you want to do that Ant-Man film again?
Hey, come on back. Here's your chance, buddy.
Here's your chance. Here's your idea. Like, I don't know. It's just that kind of thing where they could have, rather than just go on to the next big thing, have a breather, pat yourself on the back, and get the filmmakers making the films that they want to film, as opposed to higher ups are mandated to do this.
But I guess it's that weird thing where you hit Endgame, where you make one of the freaking biggest movies anyone's ever made in a million years, and they're like, as if we would give this to a small creator to have any control over when we have a money-making machine and we want no mistakes. And because of that, you just have a million mistakes.
It's that wonderful thing of like, yeah, we just like let the people, like the creators, they did their own thing and people liked it. So it was successful and it made money. So now we have to have control over it, because if they say something or do something we don't like, and we want that money.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, well, you just let them do what they were doing. Yeah. And that's sort of, okay, never mind. It's fine. fine.
Whatever. People love Deadpool and Wolverine, so what do we know? Exactly. We're actually, the funniest thing about it is we're wrong.
We're very wrong.
Because I'm like, man, tell interesting stories with people don't want that.
Yeah, people don't. They just want nostalgia.
So fair enough.
Yeah, look, hey, maybe it's good.
Maybe we're wrong. That's life. Yeah. Employee of the Month says, what did the boys make of the Year of Apes, Kong, Planet of the Apes, etc.? And obviously, do the boys want to see a sequel to the 2016 classic comedy, Employee of the Month? I actually saw none of those movies, which is very funny. I didn't see.
Did I?
You saw.
I did, because I got a press screening thing, and I was like, okay.
Sure.
It was all right.
Funny we didn't talk about it. You had a press screening, and then we were like, that was cool. Free movie.
Yeah, it was all right. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was fine. I had a good time with it. I spent a lot of the movie trying to remember the original, five movies of Planet of the Apes, because it kind of, I think, references them, maybe.
I've only seen the first Planet of the Apes, like the new Charlton one, where Draco Malfoy is mean to gorillas or whatever.
I kind of like the Charlton Heston ones, and like even the after that, and all that, because they go back in time and all of those. I think they're really, they're well done. I love the idea of, humanity, there was a disease that got rid of, that killed all everyone's household, dog and cat. So to cope with this, humanity got apes.
Is that the plot? That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's how they get, it's Caesar, whatever, he's some guy.
He was a pet ape.
He was a pet ape. Or one
what
of
the fuck?
Or he's
one of his guys in his army.
They were pet ape. But that was in the old Charlton Heston.
In this, he was a dementia monkey. They gave dementia medicine to.
Yeah, well, in this one, it's 300 years after the fall of. I mean, it's kind of cool to be like, monkeys got religion.
That's sick.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. Had a good time. It looked expensive because of all the CGI, I guess.
You
can understand why they just had guys in masks telling a story.
I don't know about Employee of the Month. I've never seen it, but an ape movie I think about all the time that I believe Joel Dersher is watching during his COVID times is called Link, which is about a guy. It's like Jaws, but with a chimpanzee, maybe. Anyway, it's got an extremely sinister energy, and I hope he watches it so he talks about it on the show.
I want a remake of the Matt LeBlanc ape movie where they play baseball.
Whoa! What about a remake of, what's that one about the guy in the truck with his chimp friend, Blowjob and the Bear or something? Is the chimp named Blowjob?
It's just not.
Is he named
We've
Blowjob?
Had this discussion before.
Named BJ.
BJ and the Bear or something.
What does BJ mean but Blowjob in this life?
I don't know. Bob Jane? Yeah.
Well, I'd be calling him Blowjob.
Of course. Well, a good boy asker is, what's something that JD would never do a baseless speculation on?
I don't think there's much, because even if it was something he hated, he'd relish the opportunity to talk about it. Exactly. Like I can't think of anything where he would be like, outright no. I guess if we were like, let's do a baseless speculation on I don't know, a movie that's already out.
That's happened before.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we've been what about this movie? And he's like, it's been out for 2 weeks. I didn't know.
But yeah, I guess there's nothing really.
It would be strange for him to put his foot down about a movie. Maybe if we were like I don't know, what's out at the moment that's not nerd or pop culture related. If we were the next season of, I don't know,
Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone. Well, no, even then.
Well, I was like, he might be like, all right, we're going to do an episode about Yellowstone.
Yeah.
But it's like, say, you know, 10 seasons, the King of Pulsar. Or
yeah, yeah.
Where we're 10 seasons in, none of us have seen a single one.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're doing a speculation of the last season.
Yeah.
But then there's something funny in that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's funny to do. So it's probably not much, I would say.
Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jaren says, personally, I really enjoy your deep dives into the fuckedness of various media stories. Though they come up organically, usually, have you considered talking about old history of any sort? Do you mean the Hays Code or something? Is that what you mean? I guess we can talk about the Haze Code.
All right, so Fatty Arbuckle.
This is for you, Jaron. Time to talk Haze. Well, I think that something that we've done a little bit in the past, and it's always fun to do, is where it's like, this movie was going to come out. We did it with the fourth Spider-Man, Sam Raimi Spider-Man, where it's like, this was on the cards, but for various reasons, it fell through, and then we never got the movie. So I think that like those kinds of episodes are kind of fun. And to do them, you often end up going like, in like, you know, 2000 or whatever, why didn't it happen? Yeah. What was the state of the cinema
down
at the
like
time?
A bit of a wormhole, being like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of that either requires a lot of research.
That is true.
Which, you know,
we don't want to do.
Yeah, we don't want to do. I don't want to be like, oh, we're time starved.
Yeah.
But mostly it's like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to like put my feet up and have a bath on my day.
Yes,
like, you know?
Exactly.
I don't want to be reading about, I don't know, the history of Hulk.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. It would have to be, I think it has to be kind of relevant to the episode.
Yeah.
Or you know, if like something big happens, then sometimes we'll do an episode on it. But I think it has to be.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was reading the
Marvel
MCU history of and finding out how much of a maniac Stan Lee is. You know, it's like, kind of has to happen incidentally.
Yes, absolutely. For
or like
sure.
A documentary came out, we're watching it.
Yeah, and then we're kind of doing a base reaction to the docker, but also just informing you all about, you know, some fucked movie shit that's happening.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's another. People want to know about apes.
Yeah.
Because, Piano Fish is, when are you going to finally do a base reaction to Bedtime for Bozo, the 1951 movie starring future president, Ronald Reagan, and an ape?
I think it would be crazy to watch that movie. It would be really crazy to see Ronald Reagan hanging out with an ape. And really special.
I think so, too.
I think it'd be really special. It'd be a retreat to see.
What happened to that ape?
I don't know.
People got like a presidential award.
Do you reckon they had a good relationship on set? Wait, didn't they? Is there like something where he's like, I want to take him to the White House?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, one would hope
something
so.
Special.
You kind of want it to go one or two ways. Right? You don't want that like, oh yeah, he was fine to work with.
Work with him again.
But I wouldn't jump at the opportunity. Like it's he was a fine ape. But you either want him to be like, I adored that ape. We connected in a way you can't even imagine.
Do you know what Bedtime for Bonzo is about?
No.
Okay, its central character, psychologist Professor Peter Boyd, Reagan, tries to teach human morals to a chimpanzee.
Don't do that.
Hoping to solve the nature versus nurture question, Boyd hires Jane Lyndon, Lynn, to pose as the chimpanzee's mother whilst he plays father to it and uses 1950s era child-rearing techniques. What the... I did not know that's what Bedtime... I mean... I guess that makes sense as a title, but... And then the sequel was Bonzo Goes to College, which is
so I guess
awesome.
Well, I hope they had a good time on set together. Well, I guess they made a sequel, so surely there was some connection. Though.
During production, Reagan was nearly suffocated by the chimpanzee pulled on Reagan's necktie.
Maybe he hated Reagan.
Okay, after he broke free, the tie had to be cut off Reagan's neck by a crew member. Well, he worked with him on Bonzo Goes to College.
Imagine that time.
Wait, was Reagan in this movie?
You get...
He did not come back for Reagan Goes to College. I mean, Reagan Goes to College.
Imagine that timeline. We're robbed of
Oh my God.
Future president.
Old Ronny Reagan killed by a chimp.
Killed by a chimp in his acting career. I wonder what that has.
So
blissful history for us.
Yes. Who, this is, okay. Who was the ape?
Yes.
Because, so Ronald Reagan didn't come back for Bonzo Goes to College, right? But he did, I think famously, didn't Ronald Reagan do two movies where he worked alongside a chimpanzee? So
was it
the same? If it was not the same chimpanzee, that's even crazier. Ronald Reagan chimp. I gotta Google. Bedtime for Bonzo.
Is it just that one?
I thought he did. He must have only done it once with Bedtime for Bonzo. And then he was like, you
is
know
Bonzo
what?
Bonzo or Bozo?
Bonzo.
Huh.
Yeah, I always thought it was Bozo too, but...
Bozo sounds better.
Yeah.
I guess Bozo's a clown.
What happened to Bonzo the chimp?
Yeah, what did happen to Bonzo the chimp? Only good things?
She went to the circus.
Only good things.
Yeah. She was in the circus for a while, I must say.
Yeah.
At least 20 years. And then she just got sick in Pennsylvania. And then she was buried in a pet cemetery. You could go visit Bonzo if you lived in the area. Anyway, there you go. That's basically what the base reaction would have been like. So I hope that was satisfactory for you. I learned a lot about Bonzo and his shenanigans.
Okay, well, a forgotten donut asks, if you could greenlight a sequel to any movie, which one would it be?
Whoa, huge question. Okay,
what's that one film? Because someone mentioned Dane Cook before.
Yeah.
And where he's like, he plays like not a murderer, but it's also got Kevin Costner, Mr. Brooks.
Oh, Mr. Brooks.
So it's Kevin Costner plays a serial killer.
Okay.
And he's also got like the dark passenger, and it's played by, is it William Hurt, I believe?
Whoa,
yes, William Hurt.
That's huge.
Demi Moore's in there, and Dane Cook, I think, is in it as well. Dane Cook is in it as well. I'm fairly certain that was originally going to be Zach Braff before Zach Braff pulled out. But the whole thing is Kevin Costner, Mr. Brooks, he's a serial killer, and he's like, he just loves to do that little murdering, right? And he's got a family. Mm-hmm. So he's got a wife and a daughter. And so he kills somebody, and then Dane Cook is like, he sees it happen because he's across the street or whatever, on the different apartment block. He sees it happening. And then he's like, I want to be there when you next
murder somebody. Oh, I see.
Like he's got that voyage
stuff.
And so he's like, okay. And then it's about, Mr. Brooks, Kevin Costner trying to. First off, placate this Dane Cook as well as, keeping the police at bay and also, having home life. And
sounds good.
He's very worried that his daughter's going to kill him. Mm. And, very worried his daughter's going to become a serial killer. Because I think the daughter, there's, someone that she's off to college and, someone dies or gets killed in a very questionable way. So he's wondering if it's is my daughter got the same affliction that I do? And how can I connect with that? And then I'm trying to remember this or not. It's if it was either he has a dream sequence where he dreams that his daughter comes in and cuts his throat, or it was going to be the original end was going to be the daughter does have
A dark passenger or whatever,
and it was going to end with her killing Kevin Costner.
Okay,
but it's a great little film. Quite enjoyed
cool.
It'd be cool to have a sequel. The whole thing sets up. Spoilers for this. When was it? When was it made? Spoilers for a
2007 film.
Anyway. Spoilers for that is Dane Cook. He takes him to a murder.
Yeah.
And because he's a little piss boy, he wets his pants. DNA
piss on the crime scene.
Because he's too excited or he gets too nervous, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Wheat in his shy bladder or opposite. So Kevin Costner kills Dane Cook.
Oh, I see.
And then, but then blames all the murders.
Clever.
His character. I'm sorry. It's away with Scott Frey.
There you go.
Good film. It would be nice for a sequel.
Yeah.
But I think because it was around about that same time as Dexter and stuff. And then Dexter fell off the wagon.
Yeah, yeah. Dexter fell off the wagon. Yeah. You're
Dexter,
right.
Ooh, bad.
Yeah. And, it's got a sequel TV series and then a second sequel TV series is coming too.
Why?
Yeah, they had one where he was a lumberjack and then they did a thing where they're like, we're not getting a second season of the lumberjack season, but we are getting a new season. So Dexter up to season 7, say. Mm-hmm. Then you have one season of Dexter.
Yeah, Dexter being a lumberjack.
Dexter the lumberjack. Yeah. And then, but that's done and then you're getting a new season of another Dexter doing something else. All I don't know, dude.
And it's with the same.
Yeah,
same
it's still freaking same Dexter.
Michael C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall's still same Dexter.
Hmm.
I don't know, man. Mm. It's not for me.
No. It used to be. Oh, it's so good.
I like the first couple seasons too. It was very exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Book asks, great, great name. If the boys could magically get any comic book storyline or property into a big budget movie, which would they choose and who would they cast? Great question. I don't know. The problem is that it could go so wrong so easily, you know?
And you're like, here's something I really like.
Yeah.
Don't
wreck
it. I've got two.
Yeah.
Is this your wake-up alarm?
No, this is just like someone just messaging me.
Oh, okay.
I'm just popular.
I was going to say I got two. I got three.
Yeah.
But I think two of them, one of them was like in production, but then it stopped because of the Mouse Guard stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, that sounds pretty good. You could do that. Actually, all the ones I'm thinking of are kind of like they could work really well as animations.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got Pride of Baghdad.
Oh, yeah.
Brian K. Vaughan. God, it's a fucking good story. And it's like, it's based on true events that happened.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, during the bombing of, bombing of Baghdad. A bunch of like, pride of lions basically escape because they're, walls get bombed, they can go. It's a great scene where I think a giraffe is like, it's happening, the end of days, and then a bomb falls on its head and it blows up or whatever. And then they just go and like they have this sort of adventure through Baghdad. But then they the final thing is they get American soldiers come across them and they just gun them down.
Oh,
you're like,
fuck.
And it's based on like when American soldiers encountered escaped lions from a zoo, Baghdad Zoo.
Yeah.
And it's really well done. It's really well drawn. It's very dark. Of course it is. And it's like about, you know, wartime and how the effects of not just on humanity, but the effects on like, you know, people, animals. All the
things.
And you can really tell like a nice sort of story there. And I think it'd be really cool if there was, like, an animation for that. So there's that one. I don't know who you'd cast at it. Because, like, honestly, it's voices. It's voice voice work. So voice actors. Don't get big names for voice actors.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on. There's a reason why you have a voice actor in it. The other way is Bone.
Bone.
Fuck, it's so good. I don't know if there's ever been any sort of like rumblings
feels
of any
like,
sort of.
I feel like I've heard of something like they were going to make a Bone
on Netflix. Maybe,
yeah,
but then
and
that
then it kind of fell through.
Through
yeah,
COVID. So that is disappointing. And another one, I'd love to if they ever did something like this. But Blankets, it's like a very coming of age story by Craig Thompson.
Oh yeah,
it's a really like it's a good tome of a book, but it is just a coming of age about life and you know growing up and dealing with trauma and it's just and dealing with like religious trauma as like you know and it's just it's a really I think it won like an Eisner and it's not superhero it's a very almost like I don't know if it's an autobiographical kind of story but it's if you haven't read it, I highly recommend reading it.
Yeah, sure.
Blankets, very, very good book. Yeah, like those ones, and I don't know who you'd want to cast as.
No idea. Casting, I'm never good at casting. I can't remember the actors.
Half the actors are now like 50 and should have passed now, but they haven't. So it's nice to see that the same problem that is affecting everywhere else is also affecting Hollywood.
Absolutely. I don't know. I guess maybe Kings in Disguise is a comic that I've always loved, which I think somebody sent me a copy of.
They
I
did.
Wish I could remember who.
Yes.
But somebody sent me a copy of, which I love. Kings in Disguise, great comic set during the Great Depression about hobos. It's awesome. It'll make a good movie, I reckon. But yeah, I can't think of no comic book, like no comic-y superhero, nothing there. I don't reckon.
No, thank you.
Buckenzuck, great name, says, for better or worse, do you think the cancelled Batgirl movie will ever see the light of day, whether it's leaked by someone for the lols or officially? I would like it to be leaked.
I would love it to be leaked because I like. I'm curious to see what Brendan Fraser.
I know Brendan Fraser is the freaking Firefly. Yeah, I mean, literally just to see Brendan Fraser acting. Like I know he's been in production since, obviously, like The Whale and shit. But like to see Brendan Fraser doing kind of like genre movies again would just be. It'd be cool. It'd be neat. And like I don't know, Batgirl's interesting enough. Mm. And like, hey. Even if the movie's a freaking piece of shit, there's so many piece of shit movies. Yeah. It's not going to be worse than any other piece of shit. It's not going to be worse than Black Adam.
I was like, it could be worse. Yeah, it's not going to be worse than Black Adam. Probably not going to be worse than The Flash.
Yeah, it's not going to be worse than Shazam. Like, it'll be as bad as Shazam 2. That's what I reckon. If it's bad, as bad as Shazam 2, maybe Shazam 1. Although Shazam 1 I kind of remember enjoying, but yeah.
Yeah, do I think it'll ever release? No, I just don't think so. I even think it's been deleted.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely think they've basically just taken a magnet to the hard drive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have. Like, I think there was like a big...
Well, the directors.
Mm.
I think... Weirdly, I don't know why I was reading about this. Because we're watching The Mummy, which made me look at Brendan Fraser.
And
going on IMDb and being like, Batgirl was still in production. Yeah. Made me laugh.
No, it isn't.
Looking at the trivia stuff. But yeah, the directors did, I think it's like The Bad Boy. And one of them was like getting married overseas. And like Will Smith was there.
What the fuck?
And like... That's when the news broke that it was being shelved, and like Will Smith had to kind of like help. Will Smith helped him sort of navigate.
Oh my god!
All of that bullshit to be like, what the hell?
That's crazy.
Which is just so I guess as a filmmaker, so disappointing.
Yeah,
and as like an actor or anyone that worked on it, so disappointing. You can't use them in your show.
For sure.
And reading about that, it was the directors went to try and see if they could salvage anything, and nothing was there. Either they'd been locked out or been moved, and like maybe preemptively. That they figured they would do this, they moved it around or something like that. But there was also a funeral screening of it. So
it exists.
People that were in the film or whatever got to like watch it before it was shelved.
Maybe
it exists in some state in a vault somewhere. But I think if it was to ever be released. I don't know. Whoever's doing that is getting sued into oblivion. Maybe if Zaslav breaks up Warner Brothers.
Yeah. I feel like it's just going to be lost media for years and years and years. And then if it ever comes out, it'll be like that. Like a rant. You hear this all the time with lost media stuff where it's just like in a random fucking estate sale like hard drive. Holy shit, it's Batgirl. Yeah. So if it's going to come anywhere, I think that'll be it.
Yeah, I think like something like that. Yeah. You know, it's just one of those ones where we're like, we ain't going to get it. Maybe the next generation might.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I sincerely doubt. We will, unless Warner Brothers gets like hacked up and sold.
Yeah, and even then.
And even then, it would be like, in a garage sale kind of stuff. Where some like fucking source company bought this one segment of the vault.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh,
hey, look, check this out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who Am I asks, when do erotic films become pornos? It's specifically the angle where it's like behind the guy's balls.
Yeah.
And it's just like a close up of like the dick going into the pussy. But like it's so close up that it's like it kind of just looks like shifting flesh. It kind of looks like just like looking at like an octopus's tendrils going crazy.
That with a
cream pie is when it becomes pornos.
Before the cream pie is not?
Well, no, but that leading into a cream pie. I would say until the cream pie, it's not pornos.
Before that, it's still erotic.
It could be an erotic movie.
Okay, I would argue probably the moment they show full pen, that is when it becomes pornos.
Because you can show full pen in an erotic art house film. In Nymphomania by Lars von Trier, there's probably penetration.
Yeah.
And that's not a porno.
Are we showing as in like close-up
dick
up
in
pen?
Pussy. Dick?
I understand you don't in the action.
Yeah, dick and pussy.
I understand the concept. Yeah. I'm very aware
full
of the concept.
Visual penis in vagina.
Like how? But like
short bus. Short bus shows dick and pussy, right?
fair enough.
Is that a porno?
No, it's erotic.
But if they have the angle from behind with the balls slapping and then it ends in a cream pie, that's a porno.
I don't think it needs the end of the cream pie.
I think it helps.
I mean, it always helps.
Yeah, I think
but I don't think it is required for it to be
a porno. Different strokes for different strokes. Yeah.
And you can't stroke it to eroticism.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not there for titillation.
It's not there for
enjoyment,
to
but
get
not
off.
That kind of enjoyment. It's there to be like how you'd stare at a painting and be like,
Wow, I'm enjoying art right now. Though jerking off to like art, like at a gallery, not at a gallery, but the idea of like achieving orgasm looking at like I don't know, like what's a famous nude? Like
okay, I was gonna say like Star Ignite, but Venus coming out.
Oh yeah, Venus
shell.
Venus coming out of a shell. Or I think a good one to come up to whack off to would be what's it called? So and so someone coming out of the well to judge humanity. whatever that famous painting is. Coming out of the well to judge
humanity.
That's not how you spell judge.
That's fine.
Whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That one I'll whack off to. Okay. Fatali Kang wants to know, do you guys have more fun reviewing a dog shit movie or a good movie? Which is a good question. And hard to answer, sort of.
Yeah, it depends because, like, there are dog shit movies that I had a good time in.
Yes.
So, like, I will always look at BVS fondly in that it was such an insane film that I kind of adore it.
Yes.
Truth
coming out of the well to judge humanity. Anyway, go on. I had to be Joel Dusha for a second.
Can you show us a picture?
Absolutely. It's a great painting. I think it's truly beautiful, really. But that's not the painting.
That's like trees, my dude.
Yeah, she's so pissed off. Where is she? Where's fucking, let me find Truth coming out of the well to judge humanity. I'm just getting memes for some reason.
What's it called? Truth?
Truth coming out of the well.
Okay. Why is my truth?
Why am I not getting the full picture on Google Images?
Coming out of her well.
Coming out of her well to judge humanity. Yeah there it is.
Oh, look, yeah.
It's great. She's coming out of the well to judge humanity. She's so pissed off and she's got a broom, dude.
Oh, dude. She's
gonna
angry.
I'm sorry,
dude.
Truth. I was riffing about.
She looks like she has caught you jerking it.
Yeah, like, she does.
She's so cut.
Yeah, Truth's pissed off, dude. Man, humanity is going to cop
pissed.
It.
BVS, I always look at that, or say The Flash.
Mm.
Or even like more recently, Deadpool V.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, those last two were very boring.
Mm.
And it was boring to sit through.
Yeah.
Whereas BVS, I'm like, I'm excited because I don't know what's going on and it's bad.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
What's going on here? And so I think there's like two different types of bad films. I think we're getting a lot more of the latter than the former. Because the former requires risk.
Yeah.
And say what you will about BVS. And we did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, there was some risks there. Look, I would argue it wasn't good. But, like, you know, there was at least like love and care for I guess their iteration or version of what they thought the character was.
Yeah,
the
sure.
It doesn't line up with what I think some of those characters might be, but nevertheless, hey, it was interesting. And I still think, like, you know, the moment there's that, no matter how you get there, the scene where it's not Granny's piss or whatever. Peach, it's Granny's piss.
What a scene.
But you see, but then you look at it and kind of analyze it from like the cinematography of it all.
Yeah.
And the editing and everything. And it's like, okay, cool. So you see the explosion happen, and then it kind of goes out to the courthouse, and it goes out to, and it keeps zooming out.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's this kind of thing of like, well, at least there's some care there.
There's at least
visual storytelling of like, yeah, this is something that is heard around the world. This is something that has an impact and importance. At least it's like, I can see what they're trying to do.
So
that's good. Whereas, I don't know, Deadpool or Flash, I'm like, I'm so bored.
Yeah.
So bored.
For me, like, the enjoyment of the review is, like, wholly dependent on whether or not I have something to say about it. Yeah. So, like, I feel like, say, like, The Marvels, right?
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, I'm sure I freaking ran my mouth in that episode, but I didn't really have anything to say about that movie. I didn't have any like you know opinion really. I was just like, oh, that was like not as enjoyable as I wanted it to be.
Yeah,
the end. But like Deadpool and Wolverine, even though I really didn't enjoy the movie, reviewing it was fun because I came out of it with a lot of opinions.
Yeah,
and a lot of things to say and a lot of stuff that I wanted to articulate about like art and movies and whatever.
Yeah.
So in that way, I think a bad movie can be more fun, but it can also be way less fun. Mm. A good movie is a kind of weird one where you can sometimes it's kind of the same thing. Mm. Sometimes you just come out of a movie and you're like, that was good.
Yeah.
You got nothing else to say. Like, we had a good time. I feel like there was a movie we watched recently. It wasn't Furiosa because I had stuff to say about that. But there was another movie. Hey, go back through our based reactions and find one of the like four where we liked the movie. One of them, I feel like my opinion was just like, yeah, that was fun. Like, yeah, it was a good movie.
It was a good time. Had a great time.
So sometimes you just don't have any shit to say, even if you enjoyed the film.
Yeah.
But if you know, something like Furiosa, I'm like, oh, I got opinions. I got stuff I want to articulate here. So that's a more enjoyable review, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like good movies that I've like, you know, seen recently. Like, of course, it's, you know, Furiosa. But the thing is, it was so good, and I wanted to talk about it with other people to be like, how good was this? And I'm thinking like more again, sort of recent movie, but it's a movie that I thoroughly enjoyed, and I did not expect to.
Yeah,
it was a Pig.
Oh right, yes, yeah, yeah.
Nick Cage's Pig, and holy shit, I haven't really stopped
thinking about
that film. Like,
that's
awesome, so good. But I don't have much to say that hasn't already either been said before. Or that I can really add to it, other than I'm like, it was really good. It said a lot about just those you know moments in life. Like it's like everything is fleeting. We only sort of get like a small chance, this like thing to like experience everything. So
cherish it really
got it. And it's just everything is so good about that film. It's in the world building, the storytelling, and it's just beautiful. And it set it up like. Like a John Wick.
For sure.
But I can't really, I couldn't, you know, talk about that at length.
Absolutely.
But well, like, it's a fun film.
You know, at the top of the episode, I was like, I really like Alien 3. And Aliens, I also really like, but I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's good and it's fun. But like, I don't have anything extra to say about it. But Alien 3, kind of because it's imperfect, I'm like, whoa, I got stuff to, if we got stuff to say, it'll be a good episode. But also, here's the trick of baseless speculation. If we ain't got shit to say, it'll be funny because we're gonna talk about something. So we're gonna fill the hour and 10 minutes or whatever. So we'll probably get sidetracked and, you know, talk about, a bunch of shit.
Talk about some kind of, Johnny Depp film.
Mordecai. We'll go Mordecai crazy. Yeah. Well, we don't have anything to say about Beetlejuice. Well, I don't even know if that was that. I think we just get so taken by Mordecai. Rightfully so, dude.
I think so. And I guess, look, a good final question for the episode is that Deep asks, if Goodfellas pairs perfectly with meatballs, other films pair perfectly with other meals?
So this is a reference to Base Speculation
Plus,
a bonus episode we did, which we do them occasionally. If you sign up to Baseless Speculation Plus, you'll get them. We're in it. I watched Goodfellas.
Instead of watching Shang-Chi.
I was making meatballs.
Hey, have you watched it since? As in Shang-Chi, sorry. Have you actually gone back and actually?
I was on a plane recently, and it was there. I was on the plane, and I was looking through the movies. I was like, what could I watch?
It's like less than 2 hours.
I had like an 8-hour flight, and I was like, there's Shang-Chi, baby.
Right there, dude.
And instead, I watched The Maltese Falcon, starring Detective Sam Spade. And he's got a strange relationship with women, that man. As a detective, he's got a strange... But
the Maltese Falcon!
What a movie, though.
I mean,
it was really good. And I also watched Late Night with the Devil, which I didn't like very much.
That's fair. That's like a recent film,
which
it
kind of felt like a segment of like a VHS, like one of those, compilation movies or whatever you call them. And then what the fuck else did I watch?
It's right there. It's like three.
I watched something else.
It's like what? How long is Shang-Chi? Can't be more than 2 hours.
Brother, of all the people on Earth, I'm the one who doesn't know.
I know
how long Shang-Chi is.
You're going to the UK.
Hail Caesar, the Coen
movie. Wow.
Really good, too.
Yeah.
Hail Caesar, I'm about to sound like a crazy person, okay? There are some movies out there that, to me, feel like they have a secret meaning. Yeah. To me, they feel like there's something going under the surface. Uh-huh. And if only I could figure out what it is. And those movies are the ones I can remember, Hail Caesar and Disney's Dinosaurs.
Interesting.
Do you remember that movie?
I do remember
it's
that
about
movie.
Dinosaurs. And every time I watched it as a kid, parade, I was like, what's going on under here? It's like the CGI one. The CGI dinosaur movie, Dinosaurs. And every time I'd watch it as a kid, and like, probably I'd be like,
there's something.
I'm like, it's trying to tell me something.
Okay.
This movie's got a secret for me.
Well, there's that's like Coen Brothers in a nutshell sometimes.
Yeah.
What's that movie where this movie. Billy Bob?
It's got a secret to tell me.
Probably does, dude.
Watch it. I think I should watch it and try to figure out what is the secret of dinosaurs.
We can watch it together.
Okay.
What's the Coen Brothers movie about the Billy Bob Thornton? He's a hairdresser.
It's not
The Man Who Wasn't There. No.
Yes. Man Who Wasn't There. Yeah, The Man Who Wasn't There. I always get it confused with what's it called? Not A Simple Man, but that awesome one that's the Book of Job, but funny. I've never seen The Man Who Wasn't There, but
so
I want to see.
I watched it once, maybe when I was stupider. Mm. So any time from yesterday.
Yeah.
When I was 10.
Yeah.
I remember watching that being like, okay, and then reading a review or something like that or analysis of it years later, and it was just like, you can tell that this person is clearly an alien and he's going back to his like mothership at the end. I'm like, what?
Huh?
Yeah, he's visiting Verishin and he's going back to his home. I'm like, what?
That's so funny.
Are you sure we watched the same film? I don't know.
Because I kind of, like, I watch
Maybe
Hail
there's
Caesar.
A secret.
Some movies have a secret
it's
in them.
Secret.
Like,
secret.
I watch Hail Caesar and I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, the main guy is kind of like a Christ figure in a way, in that he sacrifices a lot. And, like, I feel like I get it on a surface level, but I'm like, you have a secret for me, Hail Caesar. Just like dinosaurs, you have a secret to tell me.
Is it a secret for you personally, or is it a secret for, like, the movie-going audience?
It's like.
Can you tell me an example of this kind of secret?
I've never cracked the secret of any movie.
Okay.
What it feels like, it's like, imagine you have a chest of drawers or a desk.
Uh-huh.
And the desk, you look at it and you're like, that's just a desk.
Yeah.
But it's got like a couple of little secret buttons and levers. Okay. And if you press them in the right order, a little secret drawer opens with a treasure in it. Okay. That's what those movies feel like to me, specifically Hail Caesar and Dinosaurs.
All right.
Can't tell you anything else. That's all I got for you, buddy.
Okay.
I might be unwell. In terms of meats that pair well with other movies.
Right, yes. Meals.
Meals, not meats. Okay.
Meals.
I feel like there's got to be a movie out there that pairs perfectly well with like a big slab of steak.
Most I'm thinking is there a good movie out there that you can have with a Luxa?
Oh, Luxa movie. Probably a great movie that everyone should watch, Chungking Express.
I wrote Express. I was like, it was something Express.
Fantastic movie.
That's so funny.
That would pair very well with like, Luxa or like noodles or something like that. It's a great film. I should watch that again.
It is a good film. Express.
Chungking, we had the same movie in our heads, dude.
Yeah,
Remember watching that for uni and like kind of falling in love, you know, a little bit. Like, I love that movie.
Yeah.
That would be really good. I think Bad Times at the El Royale would be good for a steak and a black coffee.
I think that is a good film for a, like, a smash burger.
Oh, yes. Yum.
Yeah.
What's a good hot dog movie?
Good hot dog movie.
Good hot dog movie.
Good
This is maybe controversial. No. I was going to say Lost Boys, but I think Lost Boys is a chili movie.
Yeah.
Big bowl of chili, slice of, like, a bit of bread. You dip.
I'm thinking like a baseball movie.
Oh, yeah. Field of Dreams.
Not Field of Dreams. The one with, what's his name?
Field of Dreams is a good oatmeal movie. Yes?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one with, what's his name, Estevez, but not Estevez, the brother, Charlie Sheen.
Yes. Oh, fuck, what is that movie?
Yeah.
I know the movie you mean. Yeah, that'd be a good dog movie. Great dog movie.
Mm.
Yeah. It does need to be a baseball movie. Or
Major League.
Good dog movie.
That's a good dog movie.
Another good dog movie, I reckon, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That is a good dog movie.
Eat a hot dog while watching it.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah, especially, I mean, there is a brief scene where they're at the baseball where I'm imagining eating the dog, so you got to time it right. But.
Yeah. The Sandlot Kids would be really good for, like, a peanut butter sandwich.
Yes!
Yeah.
And I think Stand By Me is a good movie for cheese and salami
or like bologna. I thought you would go sandwich and a cold bottle of Coke glass.
No, I think milk.
Milk?
I want to say Stand By Me. I think it's a tall glass of milk, and I want to say maybe like a Plowman's Lunch. Yeah.
This is madness coming from you. That's a cheese and bologna sandwich in a glass Coke bottle. Plowman's Lunch? Yeah. What are you, a farmer? It's like it's 1950s America.
Yeah, you're looking all right, maybe.
No, I mean, hey, don't let me check. This is how you want to watch it.
Well, I'm thinking, because I'm like, you're on the right track. I think you're on the right track there. Yeah. But I'm thinking it might be a thing, of, actually, because it's a bit
it's
of...
like pickles and cheddar cheese.
Yeah,
so
I'm like, because we're right with the
pickles
same,
is American.
It's cheese. Yeah. It's bread.
Rolled up bits of ham.
Rolled up bits of ham. Mm. It's almost like a...
A charcuterie board,
but not as fancy.
Yeah,
full bed charcuterie board.
Yeah,
you got a slab of bread, you got a slab of ham, you got a slab of cheese.
I suppose I get that in that the kids in Stand By Me are like on a journey camping together, so it's kind of
like I wanted something you could have in a bundle.
You could kind of bring that and then, you know, get a leech on your balls or whatever happens in Stand By Me.
What? Let's see. What other kind of like? I can't think of a steak film.
I feel like there's got to be one out there, I don't know, if you can, hey, listener, viewer, if you can think of a movie that'd be perfect to eat, like a big, you know, like medium rare steak, mashed potato,
so
maybe.
Like a, you know, a foreign language, like a French film, I think of Amelie, but like, you don't want to eat steak. That's a halloumi salad.
Absolutely. Or an ice cream movie.
Yeah.
Big ice cream
sandwich vibe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Run Lola Run, but you don't want anything too heavy.
For me, a steak movie, steak movie's got to be, you know what is this? Could be a steak movie, like Taxi Driver. Could be a steak movie. In my mind, it's not a good steak for some reason.
I'm imagining it
kind of like very like greasy and oily and maybe charred steak.
Oh, well, that changes things.
Yeah. Not a nice steak.
Oh, well, in that case, that 9mm?
9mm big steak movie.
Like shit steak.
Shit steak. Like maybe.
It's shit steak. You're in a like a white tea that's stained. Mm-hmm. That's a movie you're watching like, well, it's bad.
And you know.
And beans. It's a steak and beans
film. And beans.
Yep.
And you know when you have like, you make a meal, but then the plate's too big?
Yeah,
that's like that. Like the steak's like got too much room.
It's a thin steak.
Yeah,
it's been overcooked, so it's very gray.
Yeah,
and a big slop of beans, like baked beans, next to it, white bread.
Yeah, and the steak juices are somehow taking up all of the empty real estate on the plate.
They're going to the bread.
Yeah. Soggy steak bread.
Yeah,
it's a great meal to watch 9mm with. Yeah. Well,
let us know what other, meals will pair with some.
Exactly. I'd love to know your meal pairings.
You can either let us know in the comments if you're watching this on the YouTube, or let us know in the Base of Speculation Discord on Sandspan Plus, or the email.
BSBoysPod@gmail.com.
Yes.
Send us an email. Let us know. We'll try and do more mailbag or listener questions or, you know. Yeah. We're going to try and do some more of that. So let us know what food you're eating a movie with.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And we have been the BS Boys.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. We're doing it in unison. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm still thrown by what movie you're eating a... What meal you're eating a movie... What meal... What am I trying to say?
Fuck the fighter.
What meal you're eating a movie with? What movie do you have this meal?